Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilige Zera Shimshin. Our shir is for a schus, for Refuah Shalema, for Rabbi Yosef Menachem Manish Ben Genendel, and for Sora Baspina. May they each have a Refuah Shalema B'Mheira and Arichas Yomim B'Shanim Tavos. Also, a schus for a shidduch, for Yafa Basara. Our shir begins. The Umos HaOlam tried to use the fact that Klal Yisrael answered Naaseh V'Nishma. They tried to use it against Klal Yisrael. They argued the reason that the Amim didn't want to accept the Torah was because they knew it would be very difficult. They knew to fulfill the entire Torah would be near impossible for them. But Klal Yisrael were azeponim. They were brazen. And that's the reason why they were maskim to be mekabel the Torah. They agreed. In fact, that was not a good simon. Since they are azeponim, Hashem should distance himself from them. Hashem listened to the argument and then asked for the Sefer Yochsin. Hashem explained, this is a miyuchas. Klal Yisrael has royal lineage and they do not. The Azus of Klal Yisrael comes from the fact that they do have Yichus. They have great Avos and Imos. The Gemara says, Miyom Shenigna Sefer Yuchsin, from the day that the Sefer about the lineage was hidden, Toshash Koichon Shel Chachomim, the Koyach of the Chachomim was weakened, V'chom Meyorei Neyem, and their eyesight was dimmed. Yichus has a certain power. In fact, Azus is a good simon, because with it, they could be mochiach others. They could stand up for Torah when they need to. They can use the Azus in a positive way to stand up against people who want to be oved avodah zarah and to be mochiach them, to reproach them. The Umos HaOlam were not able to argue with Hashem against this. As we know, it says, whoever is a miyuchas is an ish shalom, is a person of peace. The silence of the people of Bavel proves the great yichus that they have. Reb Arala, a tzaddik nister, was an einikel, a grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. He lived in the city of Constantine. He had a life of poverty. One Erev Shabbos, his poverty level reached an all-time low. He gi'o mayim ad nofesh. He hadn't any food. He wasn't able to even buy candles for Shabbos. No wine, nothing at all. He couldn't take the pain and the tsar anymore. Contrary to his nature, he walked over to the bima that Friday night, pounded on the bima. The kehila was nishtoimem. They wondered what Reb Arala wanted. How is it possible, he asked them, that I dwell in your city? I am mispalel in your shul. And all this time it never occurred to anyone to wonder how I live and what I have. Does a grandchild of the Baal Shem Tov have to starve and withstand the pains of poverty? There was a tremendous uproar in the shul. Everyone was upset. They blamed themselves. They blamed others. They all agreed immediately after Shabbos, they would meet to set up an honorable stipend for Reb Arala, something that would be proper for a grandchild of the Baal Shem Tov. After davening, everyone went home. Reb Arala remained behind in a corner of the shul. He was very bothered by what he had done, and he regretted that he had spoken out. Not that he revealed to them that he was living in poverty, but the fact that he used his yichus to be ma'ira rachamim, to inspire good feelings and mercy. He began to think about it more and more, and he came to the decision that he's going to ask Hashem that the entire tzibur should forget what happened. He put his hand on the mezuzah. He was mispalel from the depths of his heart. Ribbono shel Olam, help me that the tzibur should forget what I said. Tzadik gozer v'kodesh baruch hu mekayim. His prayer was heard. The entire tzibur forgot what happened, and no one came after Shabbos to follow through on their resolve. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will continue with our Shir in the Zerah Shimshin tomorrow. I wish everybody Bisuros Tavos, Yeshuas, V'Nechamos.